Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 6. Our drop date is Thursday, February 5th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep.
She's still keeping me around, feeling pretty good about that. But what I'm feeling really good about, we've got Andy here from Eleanor Suite. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. We've been looking forward to this. A little bit of backstory. See, Willie had an injury this past summer. My physical therapist, who's my neighbor, lives across the street, knew all about you guys. We start talking about the show. He says, you have got to have them on. And we are feeling really blessed to have you here today. I think one of the coolest things is the range of your band. Tell us a little bit about Eleanor Suite and how you all got together first.
Well, thanks for the compliment about the range. That's one thing we do lean into. But the history of the band, this band started out as kind of a studio project, just a lo-fi, four-track cassette recorder studio project. I've moved from Nashville to Natchez and started writing songs as this, band name, the Eleanor Suite Dream Sequence. And then it was just writing, these songs for years and years, and then eventually decided, hey, let's put a band together behind the name. So I started kind of getting some pieces in place. And Summer, who you're talking about, we're basically brother and sister. We've been best friends since before we were old enough to pick our best friends,
Right.
And so, she's played with me for years, ever since, high school, just sitting down with an acoustic guitar with friends at the lake or, at campfires, things like that. And she would sit in with my bands over the years, but she and I never had a project together, our own band. And so, she was a little hesitant at first, but I kind of talked her into it. Like, come on, you sing, blah, blah, blah. And so she finally caved and joined the band. And so we started demoing some of these songs together. And then another friend of ours, Drew Davi, fantastic musician in general, and a keyboard player, harmonizer, just a fantastic addition. We were super fortunate to get him in the band. He's a busy guy. He's playing projects all over town, and he's got little babies, and so when we can get Drew, it's super awesome. So we got Drew in on the demos, and then I was like, hey, let's play some shows. So
all right,
bass player, meet another guitar player. And so we started just filling out the pieces of the band. Lance Harris, he was the fourth piece. He's the bass player, and he's a punk band. He's a punk band. Mississippi. And then Richard Burke, he's kind of the musical savant. He's the, whereas, I'm a field guy, Richard will come in and start talking about and so on stuff, and, sure. And then we were a little like Spinal Tap for a minute with a rotating revolving board drums. Spontaneously combusting. Finally, and the truth is, we had a drummer that he had moved to New Mexico, Arizona. He had taken a job somewhere, so he wasn't even around. And then when he moved, we had another guy that was playing with us for a minute. And then when that drummer left the band, the guy was here, I'm like, okay, well, here you go. You're splits waiting on me. Played with in bands for years, probably 20+ years. And so, whenever I was writing the demos with me playing the drums, it was in the feel and style of the band. Because, I'm not a real drummer. I'm somebody that played with a bunch of drummers and kind of watched what they did. And that's how I
learn as you go.
Yeah.
And it works out. So when I demo something, it's already got it in the field. You know, so I send it to him.
Well, and I think the cool thing when you're talking about the background and everybody that came in from these diverse histories, so to speak, if you read your website and the website's starting to describe Eleanor Swede, As I said, I think that if you guys asked the band what their favorite color is, the answer would be plaid. Because there is, you've got a little bit of everything in what you do.
Thank you. I mean, we, and that's probably because everybody has a little bit of everything in them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, just from my perspective, I mean, my listening, you know, history encompasses pretty much everything. There's not really anything that I don't want.
Yeah.
I've grown up listening to all and still discovering new stuff that's, that might be old that I haven't heard yet. Recently, you know, amazed at how much music I still haven't heard yet. What is this? This is good.
Yeah.
You're something. You're kidding me.
And isn't that, that's the beauty of the industry.
I have. There's so much stuff out there that's just
crazy.
Yeah, and everyone in the band is just like that. You know, we have a whole palette, for sure. And then when we get in there and start, you know, cooking on the tunes and there's the thing to it, and it's in the shape room, shakes it up, and you know, it just comes out the way it does, and it's not really intentional. Although, I mean, there are plenty of instances where Richard and Ben like to get only once, then, you know, and then the next time we do it different, so, making it extra, you know, something like that. That's,
well, which makes it unique, and I've got to believe makes it fun. The first one that we've got queued up is Revel. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, so this song was one of the first original demos that Sam and Drew did. The original demo of this, the vibe of it was a little bit more of a major key, kind of a diminished major. And then this was probably the best song for us to begin with as a band. Because there was so much going on. So when six people started playing this together, the sonic mess. You couldn't, I mean, it was just frequencies on top of frequencies.
Yeah.
And so this was a good, you know, kind of first song to really teach us how we needed to arrange as this group of six musicians working together to arrange the instruments to where, you know, each thing was where we needed.
Kind of really brings the gel, gets everybody to come together.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a fun one to do, for sure. And it's the third track off of our debut album, Spectral Continuum. So, and not the first single, but the second single. Oh, well, I think that was actually the third single. Yeah. We decided to release a different one that's even weirder than this one.
All right. Well, let's check out the weirdness. This is Eleanor Swede, Revel. We'll be right back. Yes, sir. Eleanor Swede's Revel. And I got to kind of date myself a little bit here. That takes me back. And again, this is the great thing about the diversity of the band and the various sounds that your six create. There's a nod to Flock of Seagulls at the start of that song. You know, I hear that, and then, but then your drummer's work in that song is phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
He's fantastic. He really is.
And then nod to Summer's voice too.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Beautiful.
She absolutely crushes that song. I mean, the whole album, you know, really honestly. And yeah, Ben, you know, that song is, it's super fun to play live. For one thing, we'll be doing, we actually have really cool acoustic version. We just played a Mississippi Songwriters Festival a few days ago, or I guess about a weekend ago or so. And, you know, we did an acoustic version of that one, kind of halftime feel. But yeah, Ben's drumming on that, on the full band version, is just insane. I mean, like, it reminds me of, he's always had a bit of a Stuart Copeland vibe to his playing. Something about his hi-hat work and then how he rolls into the high toms and the rack toms and things like that. And yeah, his syncopation to his rolls and things. But yeah, he really lets that shine right there in that one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
No, I agree. It's amazing.
The little at the end. So that leads straight into the next song. It goes like womp, 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 and then the click into the Fear Child, which is song four, because this album runs just smoothly. You're able to put it on repeat and have it just loop back to the beginning. Each song flows, you know, kind of seamlessly into the next.
That is going to happen in this household.
Challenge.
All right, folks, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side with Andy from Eleanor Swede.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are talking with Andy from Eleanor Swede, and we're going to get into another project, Andy and the Glitch, here in a little bit. But talk to us a little bit. You mentioned the process as you were putting together the songs, and it's got to be interesting when you've got six different people contributing to that process. How does that all work out?
Yeah, so kind of the way it works is we've got a batch of songs. I mean, just a stockpile of songs. I've demoed them. I play drums and bass and all of the instruments, so I can put that together. Summer will come in and track vocals with me. Then Drew, the keyboard player, will kind of layer some vocals in. And then there's our demo version. Then we kind of send that out. And that's if I can get Summer and Drew, because everybody's kind of busy now. Sometimes I'm just throwing my vocals, and then I send mine, it's just me, out to the band. Regardless, we come in the room and take that demo. I'm like, all right, how are we going to make it work with that? Like I was talking about with the arrangements, you know, we're going to have keyboards and two guitars and three voices, and Ben's got a 12-piece drum set, and Lance has an amp and a DI box for his bass pedal board, and we're all running through pedals, this and that, you know. So it's a fun problem to have, definitely, with all the sonic options. But we kind of get in there and just start jamming with it and seeing what happens. And honestly, it kind of comes together pretty quickly once we get cooking on. And then we just play and play. And I, you know, I'm always the first one that's like, "All right, it's ready. Let's put it in the set list. Let's play a half finished version."
Yeah.
And so, and that's another good thing about the process that we have is the, it's not ready. No. I don't think it's ready yet. So, and you know, we kind of we help regulate each other with that too.
That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense, especially with a big group like that. You've got a lot of folks that, well, we still have this little tweak that we need to make here. And I'm sure the compatibility of everybody helps that go smoothly.
oh, we're all friends. And so first and foremost, we like to hang out. We have a good time and we clown on and we're goofing off. And, you know, it's great. Nobody gets offended or anything. And, you know, like, oh, well, you know, I came up with that part. And like, it's nothing like that. Nobody cares. It's all about what sounds best. And I mean, the demos, when I'm making a demo, like, when I sit down and write a song, I never sit down and say, I'm going to write a song. It's, I've just got my guitar in my lap. Or, you know, lately, my process begins with drums because I've been having so much fun playing drums. I'll just hit record. That sounds like a song, you know. And but so when I demo a song, it might, as we're going to hear, a completely different feel than what it's going to wind up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it might have a two-step kind of rockabilly vibe to it. It might sound like straight-up garage rock or something like that. And by the time the six of us finish putting our fingerprints all over it, it's a 7.5 minute winding prog rock song with a, you know, old school punk section in the middle, and then might drop into a reggae, you know, feel or a little piano passage or something like that. Who knows?
It sounds like my jam.
It's plaid. Yes. Well, tell us a little bit about this next version, the next go around. This is Better Years, and again, an Eleanor Sweet song. We're going to get to your next project in our next segment here, but tell us a little bit about this song.
This might be the most interesting song that we have, only because of where it started and where it wound up. So this song actually began, definitely before any other pieces. This was before I ever even started writing songs for a band called the Eleanor Sweet Dream Sequence. I had this little lick, dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, the guitar part.
Yeah.
And I was hanging out with a cousin of mine, and we were just, you know, having some wine and watching some football, and he just went on this stream of consciousness synopsis of the movie Wrong Turn. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, so this was my cousin with about a bottle of red wine in him, just consciousness given the synopsis of Wrong Turn while I'm playing the chord change, and we had the four-track recorder going. I had it set up, and I hit record. And so I've got this record, the original recording of Dusty doing the Wrong Turn version of the song. But then I was like, you know what? That's too cool of a guitar lick for that to be the only, like, the only thing that we ever do with that. So I wrote this song that we're going to hear, and I demoed it, put all the drums and everything to it, got Summer, got Drew, and we made this version. And then when I got to the full band version of it, brought it into the room, Richard started cooking on this one. He was like, I have an idea. So it is a completely different song when we play this live. Like when I talk about a 6.5 minute winding turning, that's this. He was like, I imagine this song, the version that we'll hear, but we'll release this version at some point. We can talk about that in a minute. He's like, I imagine this song playing, I don't know, in a scene in a movie where like the lead character's standing in the rain and he's just like bummed out because his girlfriend like left him or whatever. And like, that's when this song's playing.
Right. You've got the music video ready before the release of the song.
I mean, he already placed it and everything. I guess he's got the licensing figured out for it.
Oh, that's great. That's
so
great. Well,
we'll release that version. This is going to be, so this the version that we'll hear is the demo version. And the band's plan for this is to have, we've got about four songs where the original version was so vastly, like some are just kind of different, like Rebel. Like we changed some things, mm-hmm. but it's still mm-hmm. pretty same. There's about four or five that it's like, what? That's not even the same song. This is one of those. And so we're going to release side A, side B, you know, like a before, after kind of.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Four or five songs, and Better Years is one of those.
All right. Well, let's give this version a listen. Eleanor Swede's Better Years.
Mm-hmm. takes and takes the bleach. Sound of found and hailing through the night. Put our backs against the wall. Run into the grid and through the flesh into the clay.
Version 34A of Better Years from Eleanor Swede. I got to ask you, Andy, you know, that so between Revel and Better Years, the two songs that we've heard, they're very different sounds from the same band. Is this like I Can't Choose My Favorite Child? I mean, do you love everyone the same? Or is there a direction that you tend to want to lean with the band that or that the band seems to go to more than others?
Yeah, probably there would be a once we put the full band stamp on, definitely there's a sonic glue that exists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That particular song right there would be a good example. Once we brought that in, that just it didn't jive with the six of us flowing. So it came out completely different on the other side. And when it's in context in the synth, it makes sense. So,
yeah.
And it is different. I mean, it would be jarring next to probably a couple of songs in the synth. We might want to do that. You know?
Sure.
Because while it might be jarring, it would still kind of make sense eventually once it got back.
Yeah.
And as far as the kind of the sonic glue, I don't even know what it would be. I guess just loud kind of guitars, keys, drums, lots of, you know, not metal, but not hard rock, not jazz.
Yeah.
Together. Just a, you know,
It's really hard, like you said, plaid. I don't know, rainbow.
Yeah, here you go.
It's
there you
fun.
Go.
It's fresh. It's hip. It's
yeah,
we love it.
Like, you know, when we put the album together, you know, those were it's Spectral Continuum and The Right and Rebel, Fear Child, Ghost, you know, Due Anime. These are all songs that were, I mean, it's an album that flows sonically and thematically. Mm-hmm. The original demos of these songs, you would have, I don't know if The Right is going to work with Fear Child or something mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it does. Once the band kind of does their thing with it, you know? And again, I love the question. Like, do we have something that we gravitate to? And it's just kind of like, yes. And that's just the answer.
Yeah, there's no description after that. Well, I think you guys personify the athletic mantra of trust the process, because it's obviously working for you guys in Eleanor Swede. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to talk about another project that Andy's got going, which is equally as cool. We'll be right back. The Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast has a single purpose: offer a platform for the promotion of independent artists. We're a weekly show featuring guests from throughout the United States and Canada, and we're proud to say we are winners of the Best Independent Radio Station from the Michigan Music Awards and a 2025 Josie Music Awards nominee for Best Podcast or Music Radio Show. If you're interested in being a guest on VCS, feel free to contact us at vehiclecitysound.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Andy from Eleanor Swede, but Andy is also with Andy and the Glitch. Tell us a little bit about that, sir.
Yeah, so when we finished recording the Spectral Continuum album, that was a fun, monstrous process of, you know, six people on this big production that we did ourselves. I mean, we recorded it all, produced it all ourselves, did the engineering, all of it. Mastered it with a friend of mine, Ben Lewis, over at his studio, Cherry Street Studios in Natchez. And so it was a big, big process, lots of mm-hmm. moving parts to it for us. And so I wanted to do something completely opposite of that, just a bare bones kind of thing. And I went into the studio for a month into our studio and just banged out this EP, or seven song album, and wrote it, recorded it, mixed it, all of it in just 4.5 or so weeks. Released that as Andy Glitch. And the name, now it's Andy and the Glitch. But at first, my daughter, Olivia, they always take my JP, my son, and my Olivia, my daughter's advice on things, because they know what's cool now. I don't know what's cool.
Fashion, we do that too.
You have to recognize that, just accept it and roll with it, and that's maturing, I guess, you know. And so Olivia was like, yeah, you know, should I be the Andy Glitch or Andy and the Glitch or whatever, you know? She's like, just Andy Glitch. That'd be good and confusing, you know. People think that's your name, like Alice Cooper,
yeah,
or something like
yeah.
that. And so the first album is actually under Andy Glitch, but we're going Andy and the Glitch now. Olivia and I had another discussion, and that's how we're going forward. But that was the opposite of what I did with Eleanor Swede. I sat down and played drums and would say, that's about a song. Okay, now I'm going to play bass on that. Okay, now I'm going to play guitar on that. And then there's that song. Now I'm going to do a phonetic vocal take, and I'm going to put my earbuds in. I'm going to go for a walk, and the song is going to write itself in this walk, and it would do it every time. And I'll come back, track the vocals, move to the next song. And so that's how that one came together. And then there are a bunch of other songs that I'm always writing, and not all of them are going to really work with even the Eleanor Swede process. Some of them are just, I know for a fact that if I send this particular song out to everybody, they're going to go, oh boy, here we go. Andy's wanting to do, like, I don't know, you know, like a kind of Norwegian prog synth.
Trust the process.
I can hear the eye rolls from across
the room. Sure.
before I even send the sound. So that's what, and, you know, just to have a little outlet for all of the other stuff that is always being written. And I've been playing some different shows and songwriter things with this stuff, and got that first album out that I released last year. And this song that we're going to hear in a few minutes, I guess, drops tomorrow. And then the next new full album is going to come out on March the 6th called Terra Karma. The first album's called The November Room because I recorded it, mixed, recorded, written on the month of November last year. So that'd be 2024. And this one's called Terra Karma.
All right. Well, before we get into this, and the song we're about to hear, Dark Inclusions, does get released tomorrow, so we're getting a little here. This was very cool. Thank you for that. Tell us about where everybody can find you. So both Eleanor Sweet and the Andy and the Glitch Project, where do folks find you?
Yeah, there's a eleanorsweet.com is the Eleanor Sweet website, and then my website is theandyglitch.com, just theandyglitch.com. And that will actually take you anywhere to Eleanor Swede's stuff, to the Andy and the Glitch stuff. I've got a third project, my friend that I mentioned a little while ago, Ben Lewis, called Static Planet, that will be dropping some music pretty soon. You can talk about that a little if you want. But Ben used to play with a band called Bishop Gunn, and they were fantastic. And Ben's excellent. So, you know, another guy. The andyglitch.com is probably the easiest way to find on the web, and then all the regular streaming services. Now, Dark Inclusions is going to be a Bandcamp exclusive release. I'm only dropping it on Bandcamp. So everybody,
okay.
Yeah, okay. That'll be where they can find that one. And then
all right, so
Karma will go out to all the places where everybody streams and things, but it'll be on Bandcamp as well. So actually, I want to say they might have told me that it's going to drop a little early on Bandcamp, potentially before March 6th, even. So, who knows?
Super. Yeah. All right. Ooh, well, Give it a listen here, folks. You're going to like it, and then you're going to want to get it from Bandcamp. All right. This is Dark Inclusions from Andy and the Glitch.
James Bond theme song right there.
I like this.
And maybe the first James Bond song with Calvin.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. I was looking for the black light somewhere. I needed to have that. Very, very cool. Dark Inclusions from Andy and the Glitch. And you're hearing it here today first, released tomorrow. Very cool of you, buddy, to let us debut that, so to speak, here on the show. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on and cranking it up, for sure.
Well, this has been a great time, and I tell you, we love everything Eleanor Sweet is doing. Andy and the Glitch doing it well, too. And please keep us in mind. We want to hear what's coming down the pike. We'd love to have you back.
Definitely. I'd love to be back on anytime. You know, we've got some shows coming up. We're playing Eleanor Sweet and Andy and the Glitch are doing kind of a dual performance at the Natchez Songwriters Festival at the end of May. Where we'll do a kind of a long set where the first half is Andy and the Glitch. It's Richard and I typically when it's acoustic. And then Summer walks up at about the halfway point. We do kind of a song that belongs to neither band. So you just get to see a song they've never heard or some song. Like we'll pull something out of the you know, left field that we've never played live in front of people probably. That's where I get to say, let's play this one, you know. And it's a little bit easier to go, okay, fine, we'll play that random weird one he wants to play. People get to hear some cool, interesting stuff that we would never have played otherwise, probably. And then we'll do a Sweet set, acoustic Eleanor Sweet set. And so those are really fun when we do those acoustic shows, too.
Well, fantastic. Will all of that be publicized on your sites then, too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So super. People can follow us on the socials. I mean, you know, Instagram and Facebook and everything. Both projects are on there and all that. And then, yeah, on the website. That's
fantastic.
That's kind of the hub where you can just kind of click off and get to link and that link and read about this or listen to that or watch this video or that video. It's all kind of.
Well, quarter peep, I'm thinking we might have to start looking at our calendars and figure out a road trip here.
Yes. Now, is the songwriter concert that you're talking about, is that also Mississippi?
Yeah, that's going to be that's going to be in Natchez at the end of May. I think it's the end of May. I'll get you the actual dates for that. I can't remember the exact dates. I want to say it's, if I had my phone, I'll put my phone in the other room so it didn't start buzzing off or whatever.
Right. Well, that's all right. We'll get those, and then we'll throw that on all our socials, too, and get some. Maybe we can get a little Vehicle City Sound gathering there at the festival.
Love to have you guys.
Yeah. That'd be big fun. Yeah. Hey, Andy, thank you so much for joining us tonight. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, thanks for having me. This was a blast. I really enjoyed it, and let's definitely do it again. And, yeah, want to give a shout-out to everybody that has so far been listening and downloading all the Sweet stuff. Thank you so much. And all the Andy and the Glitch stuff. And also, big shout out to kind of the seventh member of the band. If you see the artwork right here, this is Amanda Eleonora. Or go to AmandaEleonoraGallery.com. You'll be able to see all this artist's work. She is my girlfriend and probably I think you and I talked about this off the air a little bit.
Yeah, I think we did.
This probably, but this long story of how Eleanor Swede and her Eleanor of Paintings were coexisting completely separately for years. She was working on this, you know, line of paintings, and I was working on this music. We didn't know each other. And so anyway, long story short, we can talk about that in the next episode, perhaps. But so the cover for the Eleanor Sweet album, she painted. She does all the artwork for the Andy and the Glitch stuff. She does all of our, you know, posters and flyers and you name it. And so she's a kind of a seventh member of the band that I definitely wanted to recognize.
Well, how cool. That's awesome. So we'll get out there and check all that out as well.
Yeah.
Right. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes. Yeah, so we have Jack Fiddler Band.
Ooh. Looking forward to that. Some good old country coming up there too. Hey folks, we appreciate you listening tonight. We appreciate having Andy here from Eleanor Suite and Andy and the Glitch, and learning a little bit of the backstory, some great music. Thank you so much for all the support you all have given us. Please consider giving us a subscribe. Easy for me to say. Subscribe to us on YouTube. We appreciate everything that you all have been doing. If you know another Eleanor and the Swede that you would like us to talk about, give a listen to their music, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And you want to know where we're going to be? Vehiclecitysound.com is the website. All the good stuff is there. Thank you again, Andy. Hey, everybody, do good things.